Hello, this is Foster Brown, the co-host and producer of the program, and delighted that you're joining us on our podcast here for the Internet Advisor, hour number two. And for those of you who are listening to our affiliates, good to have you aboard as well. We're going to be getting into playing games. Now, that's not, you know, it's not what it used to be, kind of, you know, a frivolous pursuit. It's deadly serious. And we've got somebody who is very serious about gaming. That's Shane Hamlin, one of our tech experts. We'll be talking about gaming in all its splendor. Well, Gabby, it's hour number two of the Internet Advisor, in case you've been keeping count. And thank you for those of you who are tuning into our podcast. Good to have you here. And for our affiliates, this is Foster Brown, along with Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, Cal Carson, and...
Hey now. How you doing?
Mr. Shane Hamlin. Good to have you in studio with us.
Glad to be here, finally.
Is that the Pwn Radio Pwn voice?
Yeah, this is Shane Hamlin from Pwn Radio. No, it's, you know, it's
is it pronounced Pwn?
It's Pwn. Yeah, it's Pwned.
You mean just like the stuff you eat down south? Pwn.
It's a...
Pwned.
Like, say, owned?
Okay.
With a P, Pwned.
Pwned. And that stands for what?
That means I kicked your butt in a video game.
Okay, all right.
I've explained this before. If you look at your keyboard, the P and the O are right next to each other, right?
Yes.
So if you were playing someone online and you wanted to own, you said, I owned you in there.
Yes.
And you hit the P by mistake, it would be Pwned. Gotcha. So that kind of stuck.
Yeah, so it became a thing. Term. Yeah, it became okay. a thing. Yeah.
I mean, it was on South Park. They made it kind of famous as well.
And South Park did a bit about it. That's the title of your radio program. Or I should say your podcast.
Right, yeah, podcast now. It's a lot different.
we'll talk a little bit about that. But it's part of the Podcast Detroit
Network. Yes. My producer, my old producer, and I, Floyd, he's been on the air with us before.
Yeah,
we were talking about how long ago it was. It was back in the day of, you know, Free FM 97.1, you know, when they had actually a World Talk station, mm-hmm. and our show was on then.
It's been 10
years.
Wow.
That we've kind of kept the thing going in some form or another.
Yep. And now what you've done is you've resurrected it, and what has become in many ways the new opening for broadcast.
It's tough. It's a lot different than I thought it was going to be.
How so?
Well, I mean...
How's a podcast different from a radio show?
I'll tell you what. For me, going on live radio
and
getting that listener feedback, I'm all about that to me.
Yes.
I like it. It motivates me to do a better show.
Right.
When we can just hit pause... And you know, when you're doing a podcast, it's a little different.
Yep.
Yeah. You're not in your game.
You don't have to be as sharp.
Right. Yeah.
Because you know you can make a mistake and go back and fix it. Where on live radio,
correct.
You got to get it right the first time.
Correct.
You got to be good. You got to be on your money. You got to be quick. You got to be fast. You got to be nimble.
When you're doing
agile.
A show.
Agile.
Here I'm a young guy doing a show on CBS radio.
Yep. There you go.
Out of nowhere. And it was intimidating, so I was like, I had to do this professional show, but it was good for me and my producer, and we've been together for a long time, and we've done the show for a long time.
So now your live show is on Pwn Radio.
On
Podcast Detroit.
Is on Podcast Detroit. You can get it at PwnRadio.com or Podcast Detroit, their site.
Yep.
We'll do the show live, and then it'll go out to send it. Be pumped out to the podcast networks.
It's kind of what we're doing right now. We're recording this program essentially as a podcast, but it will go out on our on iTunes,
SoundCloud,
and Pwn Radio,
Google Play.
Well, and we have to take certain breaks because, you know, to put it into the same format that our syndicated stations will take
exactly.
and whatnot. But I've been on IT and the D.
Mm-hmm.
Which is part of Podcast Detroit. They started it.
And
then I've been on Mike and Matt's show.
Squared Tech Cast.
Squared Tech Cast. And it's funny because they take commercial breaks. And I'm going, why are we taking a commercial break? There's no commercials.
Right.
They go, well, you know, but...
And we do. We have, thankfully, we're one of the shows that is a sponsored show on there.
Mm-hmm.
We have Activate Gaming is one of our big sponsor.
That's right, yeah.
They're out of Ferndale.
You got to have a caffeinated drink sponsoring. I'm sure you do.
Back in the day at 97.1.
As his hand crips the...
Back in the day at 97.1, we had a drink. Miller beer came out with this beer/energy drink geared towards gamers.
Oh my
right
Lord.
At the time we were doing a show, and it was like, hey, this is perfect fit. It was called Spark.
I've never heard of it.
And it was almost in like a, it was in a, almost like a battery. It looked like a battery can, you know, the positive, negative, and the volt. And it was the grossest crap I've ever had in my life. So but every show, I had to go, and Pwned is powered by Spark, your energy drink / alcoholic beverage that gamers just love. And I'm thinking, ugh, it's horrible.
Well, you know, I sort of feel that way about this whole thing that's going on right now with cider beer, you know, and Angry Orchard and stuff like that. I just cannot develop a flavor.
I like it.
And some people do.
I like
the hard cider.
The hard cider. Oof. That's the term I was looking for. Yeah. And it's
perm,
like
perm solution.
It's, yeah, I just can't.
I like it.
Do you like the hard root beers, the hard orange sodas, any of those things?
No, I haven't, you know, it gave me that. The ciders just gave me a
just
bad
turned
taste.
You off. You just off. Ran in the other direction.
Just give me my Guinness, or, you know,
to the Half Moon House, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's not beer, and if you approach it, hey, it's beer. It's not right, but it is. It's a great drink. I just remember hot cider with a little extra in it.
And, oh yeah, I'm all like I'm old wine.
Yeah,
hot cider. Yeah, going to do. What is the big place up there north? We all go to the
Frankenmuth.
For Frankenmuth, we have hot cider and donuts.
Yep.
But the hard cider is a little different. That's just. Yeah, I'm not a big fan either.
Battery acid.
I can't tell you how much, as a former beer drinker and now a recovering alcoholic, I'm glad that I don't have to deal with this.
Right.
Because the taste to me would be just an abomination. To put anything together with a beer would be just wrong.
But see, the hard cider's not. Put together with beer. It's different completely.
See?
That is very much different.
I thought we were talking Pwned Radio.
Welcome to podcast. Welcome.
Yes. This is like podcast. That's
so
right.
This is podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. See, this is how we start. Every day we do this, we are a video game show about video games, but not necessarily always about video games. So we don't necessarily always talk. It's more about a gaming lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah, they're a typical group. You know, something shiny just went by. Uh-oh.
And we follow.
Squirrel.
Totally. So.
We'll be back in just a minute. Squirrel. To talk more about squirrel. No, about gaming.
Gaming.
Shane
in general.
Hanlon.
Yeah.
And some guests will be talking about
got a big event coming up.
Some new things coming up.
Yeah.
Especially a big event that's coming up. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, Cal Carson, and Shane Hamlin here.
I thought it's Pwned Radio.
He gets to pitch that in.
Shameless plug 101.
Yeah, there we go. it's fun having you back here because, you know, we have you in occasionally as a tech expert.
And I need to apologize. You know, I've always...
You should, but I don't know for what yet.
Well, I've always enjoyed coming out here and doing the show and being part of the team. But for the last 6 months, and I don't know why it is, whether it be family issues or work, it has not been easy to get down here.
Yep.
And I've noticed from the emails, it's kind of been that with a lot of us.
Yep, exactly.
And I just apologize, because every week I can't come down here, I feel absolutely horrible.
Well, I mean, when you have an excuse like a funeral or a wedding,
yes.
You know, I mean, those are kind of out of your control a little bit.
And sometimes it's just the wife wants me home one day.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, so.
And there was a half dozen groupies down here last weekend looking for your autograph.
Let me tell you. But I will say this show does have a very large carrying of audience that are dedicated to it, and I see that every time that I do the show, because the day or week I do the show, I get that 10 times more at our store.
We're so blessed to have the audience that we have.
We definitely.
Comptech Services
in Sterling Heights, 19 and Shaner. We do computer sales support and repair. Probably better than anybody does. I want to say that.
Yep, and they do a great job.
I agree.
Often have people, by the way, if you go to our website, internetadvisor.net, at the bottom of it, make sure to click on that. It talks about your local computer stores, and Shane, yours is one of them in there. And that's, by the way, those stores that are in there are there because you, the listeners, have recommended them to us, not because somebody says, hey, I'll give you a few bucks if you put my name in there, but it's been because you folks have found it so valuable to go there and get help.
Well, we found the correct formula to deal with the public when it comes to computing and technology, and it's taking your time explaining what they're looking at and what they're buying, so that you're not just handing them a box and shipping them out the door. Because 9 out of 10 times those people are going to be right back,
right back
saying, I don't want it. I'm going to return it because I can't get it. So I spend a half hour, 45 minutes with a customer.
And that's the value of having somebody that's local instead of a big box retailer.
Those shops. Yeah,
this unsolicited testimonial of great value and service is being brought to you by the Shame Hamlin Foundation for good customer service. Please stay tuned for more details.
Now, we're going to talk about the other hat you wear, which is gaming.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think sometimes when people hear us talk about gaming, they think of, well, I play solitaire or I play Pop-It or what are some of the other games you maybe people play?
You're thinking like Bejeweled and all those.
Candy Crush. Yes.
Yeah. Well, but I can imagine that you do more.
I do. You know, you'd be surprised.
Ooh,
yeah, I gotcha. We're actually, and this is the first time. Thank you for that.
You're
nice
welcome.
Lead. We are having an event coming up.
Imagine
next week,
that.
On
November 16th.
Yep.
At Imagine Theaters.
Yep.
And it's kind of a first time for this to be there. We're gonna have, I think, from 7 to 11.
Cool.
Prizes, giveaways, raffles.
I got to come over. You're in my neighborhood.
We're right down the street from you.
That's right. Yeah.
It's not very far. It's Royal Oak Imagine Theater.
Right, right at 11 Mile and Main Street.
You're about, six blocks away? Something
yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah, we walked along that way.
It's gonna. You know what's nice about it is we're going to actually get an opportunity to shut up and do our show from there as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
We're not going to do the whole 2 hours straight. We're gonna, we'll broadcast maybe 15, 20 minutes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the people that come out. It's actually really great thing because we're going to set up a bunch of gaming stations so that you can do retro gaming from the 70s and 80s and 90s and all the latest new games that are out, whether it be on console or PC. And then we're also going to set up a VR station, so those
virtual
people
reality. Ooh.
You see a lot of people that are wondering about this virtual reality.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've actually, some of these commercials that have been on TV have been actually almost touching because you see some of this, they get these older people that put this technology on and they're almost like moved by what they're seeing. And they can't believe what they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad when he said older people, he was looking at you, Foster.
No, listen. I was thinking about this today. I said, I think of myself inside as still young.
Yeah.
But I'm approaching 50 years old.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, and I love video games. And it's because my generation, the Generation X, is approaching 50 now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We were the gamers. We were the ones that brought up on Nintendo and Atari. And and we're going to be senior gamers.
Yeah, but you're only as old as you feel. And if you feel young, stay that way, my friend.
No, I do. But it's just like I'm thinking.
Like the commercial.
You know, gaming is not just a young man's game. It's not. I'm not a young man anymore. And I love the game.
Well, let me ask you a question, Shane. Yeah. You guys are coming out to an Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. You're going to set up all this wonderful stuff. Is there a charge?
Yes, there is.
Please tell.
Well, if you go online and register ahead of time,
and we'll make sure that we put that on our website as well.
Yeah, you'll actually save. I think you save $5.
Okay.
Well, the event at the door is $20, but that includes a taco bar. We love a taco bar.
I went to a wedding.
Nacho taco bar.
I went to a wedding that had a taco bar at 11 o'clock at night, and by far that was the best wedding I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah. And now the $10 pre-registration fee also includes a taco bar.
I believe that, no, that I think that just gets you into the event.
So you still have to pay $5 for the taco bar.
But, so it's $10 and all the free smells.
But let me tell you something. But you're going to get, the game. You'll be able to game. And that's actually, if you haven't done that in a while, to be able to go out and just play some video games.
Eddie, what were the games you used to play?
What did I play? I played a lot on my Commodore 64, and then we went to the PCs, and I started working a lot, and then it was basically like Duke Nukem when you had dial-up modems, and you dial up to a common bulletin board system, and you all, blow the pants off each other out, stuff like that. It was good, and that was in 90... When was that? When was Duke Nukem? 95?
Yeah, 90, because, early 90s.
Early 90s.
Beginning of the GUI, the graphical user interfaces, right?
That's when...
See, I never did really embrace them on the computer, but give me a roll of quarters in a Galaga game, and I was there for an hour, man. I loved playing that one, or Asteroids, or...
I'll tell you what really started the whole gaming in the corporate world was when we got Ethernet networking in the office.
And we'd have a little party. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody would sit,
no, explain
set
that
up their
to me. What is that?
Set up their own little land.
Us IT geeks would just set up our own lands, and when we were supposed to be eating lunch or working on computers...
We were playing Doom.
We were playing Doom or Duke Nukem or something like that.
Listen, you go in the early 90s and go any lunchtime and walk by every in a corporate America, I guarantee you 90% of those offices are going to have Doom playing.
Yep.
It was that big.
Wow. And you know what we did? For PC repair, if you wanted to test the memory on a computer that you just bought at a store, you would load the 4 megabyte, 4 meg, get that,
wow,
into a computer, and you'd play Doom on it. And then if you could play it for 4 or 5 minutes, you knew the memory was good.
I'll be darned.
I mean, that's what we used to do.
Yeah, and just so you know.
Gary has been uncharacteristically quiet on this.
Yeah, but listen.
Because he was probably the guy to walk around saying, hey,
I'm ready off the doom.
I'm registering to go to this event.
Well, listen, just so you know, and just so those that know, if you head over to active8gaming.com,
okay,
or Pwned Radio, we're going to put up a link there as well, PwnedRadio.com. We've got it also on the InterAdvisor site as well.
Yep, we'll be on the Internet Advisor site as well.
If so you pre-register, it's only $10. That gets you in the door. Mm-hmm. And that allows you to experience all the free gaming you want. Check out the show, free prizes and door prizes.
By the way, that's Active8, and that's the word A-C-T-I-V, and then the number 8gaming.com. Mm-hmm. So it's and, Activate Comic.
It is hosted by Bailey, who is a great gamer girl, and she is... sponsors and promotes a lot of these events.
Now, is this a second run, or is this like a first event
first
like this?
Time.
And so this might become something, right?
Yeah, this is going to be really, I think, if you've never been to one of these, it's fun because you're like, oh, I'm not going to game. And then you see someone over there playing Donkey Kong, and you're like, man, I haven't played that in years. And they get a little competitive. They try to beat each other's score, and next thing you know, you're sitting there for 3 hours playing Donkey Kong, screaming at each other because this guy just beat your score. And it's insane.
So this is just an open event. This is not a competition. This is strictly an exhibition.
Just an open event to have some fun.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'll give you more information about it.
Yeah, we'll come back in just a minute and find out a little more about Imagine, by the way, is a very special kind of theater. If you haven't been to an Imagine.
Especially the Royal Oak one.
Oh,
wow.
The Royal Oak one is incredible. We'll tell you a little more about that coming up in just a minute. You're listening to The Internet Advisor and big old guys having fun playing games. Don't you know we're playing around here? This is the second hour of The Internet Advisor. Having a whole lot of fun with Shane Hamlin, who's in studio, who's not only one of our tech experts, he's also the host of Pwned Radio.
Yeah, I've got some support finally. This is my boy Thane. How you doing, Thane?
Excellent. How
nice
you doing?
To see you.
Good to see you. Man. We have Thane McClure in studio with us as well, one of these companions. Founder of GTC, I understand.
So I've had a multiple... too many companies. That's my problem.
That's exactly it.
That's my consulting firm, actually. Scientifically Proven is my my entertainment division up here. Okay. We make games and films in Michigan.
And you've been involved in making games and film for a long time. Give a little background for our
listeners.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've been making games and movies for almost 20 years now. I moved my company from Los Angeles to Michigan almost 7 years ago now, and you name it, major films. I've got to work with some incredible people, some big games, Call of Duty and the like, and yeah, it's quite a career. It's been a lot of
fun. Whatever possessed you to go from Silicon Valley to here to the Rust Belt?
Oddly enough, one of my first visits was actually to this studio once I moved here.
Oh, no kidding.
I moved here for the film incentive.
Oh, yes, my goodness. That was a while back.
Oh, yes, it was. Absolutely. So I moved my whole, my family, my company, and everyone up here. And luckily, we loved Michigan.
Good, yes, because the film incentive went poof.
That it did. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You could go ahead and tell some of your friends back there, too. They could come as well. You know, we've got...
Originally, that was the plug. Like, hey, look, it's great here. There's wonderful people and houses and schools. And but when it fell through, it was a difficult time. I never
have understood that.
Well, we could always handy up a few bucks to get another guy out here.
There we go. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. But now you're involved. Talk a little bit about your involvement with Shane.
Well, Activate Gaming sponsors our show. They've been great friends of our show, Pwned Radio, since the beginning that we've gone to Podcast Detroit. And Thane or Nathaniel has recently just joined on board with Activate Gaming?
Yeah, I've been looking for a whole bunch of opportunities up here in the Broadstroke Entertainment space, especially post-entertainment incentive. There's not a lot of actual development production going on.
Mm.
So how can I still engage my talents and skill sets locally to continue to build a community and feed what I love and hopefully spread what I love? And I got a buddy who owns Activate, which is an incredible gaming lounge out of Ferndale.
That's right.
And we kind of came together with an opportunity and started putting together to expand on his local gaming studio.
Hmm. So you mentioned movies before that you were involved in. What are some of the other things that you've been developing your gaming or
sure.
I see a lot of something about interactive as well. The interactive part is very important.
Broadstroke Interactive, that's been my passion for a long time. I'm an entertainment junkie across the board. I love the entertainment experience, in particular relaying to someone a particular emotion. Getting someone to emote something outside of pure conflict and making them upset is a fascinating experience. And I love scaring people and making them laugh and making them have fun. And so, yeah, I've made a whole bunch of games for all the major consoles, Xbox and PlayStation, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. We're in pre-production on a 360 virtual reality film that we're going to shoot right here in Detroit.
Oh, really? Wow, how will that work when you say 360?
It's shot in, so traditional video, essentially you look at a screen or a monitor and you see the traditional format and you look at it. With 360 video, the camera captures an entire 360 array. So when you put on a virtual reality headset to watch it, you can actually move around and see the entire 360 degrees of a particular scene that you're experiencing.
Right behind you as well. Now, tell me something, that's virtual reality, VR.
That sounds like you're immersed within the movie itself, because you can you can actually look at the scene that's going on, but there may be something going on behind you, and every participant in the movie that's watching this is going to have a different experience. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I look at it as kind of a live event play. If you were in a play and sitting on the stage, because there's all this action going around you and these things going on, but as a creative, it's fascinating, because now I can pull your head to the left and change you to the right and make you have a lot of different experiences that you don't have with a real passive entertainment where you're just sitting watching a television.
You're sitting next to a thespian. Did you know that?
Oh, wonderful. There we go.
Can you imagine this? Cal, seriously,
yes.
As somebody who's involved in plays
and
acting, can you imagine what that would do, what that be kind of like?
Well, it brings a whole new dimension to the situation, because rather than sitting in the audience, you're now sitting on the stage. So now you're, as Ed says, you're immersed in the actual experience as opposed to being a viewer or a casual voyeur of the experience.
Mm.
Which is a lot different.
And
if you could add other, and I'm sure he's probably working on some of these things, in addition to the visual that goes along with it, if you could add other senses being stimulated, touch, smell, all those other senses,
smell
it can make an entirely different
game. Feelies.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The feelies from 1986. What was it? The novel. Was it 1986? Was that the novel? He had the feelings?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing I know you're going to sneak this in there.
Yeah.
But in games, there are things that people sneak into games all the time that they unlock and hide things.
Easter eggs.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you're going to do this in this 3D movie experience. Oh my gosh.
And the games in particular.
Yeah.
You have a client. You have a client already with Ed.
I've yet to put an individual, a gamer, non-gamer, or otherwise, that experiences a 360 film or a full virtual reality game, and they don't walk away just with their jaw on the floor.
Yeah.
Which brings up another question to me. Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
If you're doing a 360 experience in a game, do you sit? Do you stand? Do you walk around inside some sort of room? How does that all work?
Yeah, kind of everything, right? Yeah,
absolutely. Depends on the experience. So without a doubt, there's typical passive experiences where you sit on the couch with a controller or a wand or hand gestures, or there's full-blown, full-room experiences where you're actually walking around in real time or otherwise. So
basically what we're doing, to lack the steel from another source, is very much like a holodeck in Star Trek.
You got it. Absolutely. I built all this that we're in right now. You just don't know it.
That's a big question.
We're inside a game, watching us inside a game, watching us inside.
For those that don't know what we're talking about and have never experienced VR, I urge you to come out to Imagine Theater and at least get a taste of what it's going to be like.
That's true.
Because we're going to set up a couple different scenarios there. We're going to set up the HTC Vive,
mm-hmm.
and then that's more of an open area isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So, thanks, Shane. Yeah. We're running a event on Wednesday, actually. Mr. Paul Glantz, amazing local entrepreneur and a guy who's built an incredible theater chain. I've had a casual... we met a couple of years ago with a film incentive and so on and so forth. He's like, man, I'd love to do something with games and what can I do in this space? So it took us a couple of years, but we came up with this kind of gaming night event. So we teamed up with Activate out of Ferndale, the gaming lounge, and Mr. Glantz and Imagine Entertainment. And we're running our first ever game night this Wednesday. And it's going to be a broad stroke event. So we have gaming lounges from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and aughts.
Oh, I love that.
All the retro systems and everything up to modern day virtual reality. Multiple Xbox, PlayStations. We're having all the biggest local Detroit gaming podcasts like Geek Pit and Pwned Radio. So we're incredibly excited.
You know what's interesting, too, is that Imagine, you mentioned that theater, is a different kind of a theater experience. I live in Royal Oak and have had a chance to be there a number of times because you not only have the movie theaters, but then you also have like a bowling alley attached to it. There's a lounge there. I mean, there's so much more.
Oh, it's an entertainment. It's a night out. Absolutely.
An entire entertainment experience just there.
Oh, I totally agree. What they've done for the overall movie experience has taken it back many, many years to where it kind of evolved.
True.
It evolved to this, all right, you just might show up, but really everyone watch movies at home, and they've done a great job of bringing people back out and making it it's a night out, which is great. You go out with your wife, your kids, or otherwise, and you have a dinner and a drink and bowl and watch a movie, and they've done a great job. And they're reaching even more to bring in games and bring in gaming systems and people that enjoy that type of
thing. Now, that's coming up November the 16th, which is a Wednesday. What time does it start?
From 7 to 11 p.m.
Okay.
You got to remember, though, there's not in my age group, you know, like I was saying earlier, I'm going to be 50 soon, and I'm a Gen X gamer. There's not a lot of things that my wife and I can go out and do anymore at night besides go to a bar. So this is going to be something where you can go out.
True.
You know, the movies is one thing and theater's another, but to actually go out and experience, you know, play some games together, have some great food, because they're going to have that taco bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Elbow right out of the way,
Going to have the taco bar. They're going to have drink specials. We're going to do giveaways and prizes. It's going to be an experience the whole night.
Absolutely. And I think that's great. There's so many people that, I mean, like you guys talking about that, you know of gamings, you've heard of games, but you haven't really played a lot. Here's a chance where you could experience literally 40 years of gaming entertainment and gaming history, up to the latest state-of-the-art stuff that just came out last week from stuff that came out in the early 70s. So it'll be a really unique and fun experience.
Nate McClure, otherwise known as Thane McClure, is our guest here in studio along with Shane Hamblin. And we're talking about an experience coming up this coming Wednesday, November 16th, at Imagine Theater in downtown Royal Oak. That's 11 Mile and Main Street. Yep. It's just being there at the theater is a neat experience. But you can also go online to internetadvisor.net. You can find out more about registering early, as Mr. Baker was doing a little earlier on the program, was registering here on the air. But you can do that anytime there. Guys, would you explain the difference between AR and VR, augmented reality and virtual reality? How do those things?
Yeah,
how about
absolutely.
Things have answered this.
So essentially, we have augmented reality is taking our current situation, our current reality, like you're the table in front of you, so to speak, and putting something on it via a visual display.
Okay, hold on to that, and we'll come back and finish up that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we step back out into reality. We're going to come back into augmented reality and talk with Thane McClure and Shane Hamblin and our crew here about this brand new world, brave new world. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, and thank you so much, by the way, for joining us. Hour number two is part of our full podcast, which you can get on Sunday nights if you go to internetadvisor.net. Over last Sunday, it ended up being Monday morning at 3:30.
Yeah, 3:34. Yes, I know. By the time you were done, but you had a good excuse.
Yeah, but thanks, guys, for being around here. I want to recognize also Nate McClure, otherwise known as Thane McClure, is with us in studio along with Shane Hamblin. We're talking about gaming, and what I'd ask you to do, Thane, before we went to the break, was talk a little about the difference between augmented reality and virtual reality. Because augmented reality, if I look, some of the things that Microsoft did was like, it's in the world you're in.
You got it.
Virtual reality is actually another world.
Absolutely. That's the best way to look at it. Kind of as a full spectrum. So an augmented reality component, you'll have an overlay, essentially something that's in front of you, but still you can see everyone in the room, you can see your full surrounding. Where virtual reality is the other end of the spectrum, where we're actually creating an entire world that immerses you in. So what we're going to see over right now, there's a whole bunch of technologies out. I'm sure you've all seen some of them in regards to the virtual reality goggles, the augmented reality goggles like HoloLens like you're talking about Microsoft. Over time, we're going to see kind of a emergence of those are going to come together. And essentially, going to be a sliding scale, like you talked about the holodeck, where you'll have your glasses on and you'll be able to project something on your table. For simple sake, let's say a chess board that we could play chess on. But then you're going to have essentially a slider system that's going to be able to go the full way around that we can play chess on the Alps or wherever we want to play it.
Oh, so I love
it. To change the entire system.
That is fascinating.
Great, yeah. So he came in here and told us that this studio is actually virtual reality. He's made it for us and that sort of thing. And what did he do for me? At the expense of getting in trouble with my wife, he gives me a room full of 50-year-old guys. Where are the beautiful women at?
Let's be a little more creative here.
You'll have to come out to Imagine Theater on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Because okay. That's where all the girls are going to be. Let's face it, right?
We've been talking about gaming, but let's talk about the movie industry, because this is really going to, I would imagine, have a huge impact on the way we experience movies, either at home or in theaters.
Yeah, it's we're at a very early stage across the board. I mean, there's a lot of very powerful and creative individuals in Hollywood that are experimenting in this space. But we're still on first-gen technology. We just saw the first-gen come out this year. We see next-gen coming out Q1 of next year. So it's very experimental, which is fun. I mean, how many things are experimental nowadays? Not much. So here's a full creative space that, from Spielberg on down, is playing with and creating stuff, content in. So it's a fascinating space.
Yeah, it is a great space to be in.
I just game it. I just play it. I let the end of the mastermind of all this stuff develop it, and then I just play it.
Well, games is light years ahead of movies right now in regard to virtual space, because you have the overall fidelity quality of a visual image. When we're capturing 12 different angles of 4K, the amount of data is massive. So we have to degrade it usually to put it outline or to distribute it. Where a game, we can create high quality, high poly models in a space. And we've been making virtual worlds for decades in games.
There's nothing new here. Yeah.
The only difference is we were looking at it through a television, where now your head gets to be the television. Essentially, you get to be inside of it.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And like I've said before, I'm still, I don't want to say, I've done the VR and I've tried them all. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for the right game for me. I just haven't experienced it yet. I mean, I've done the Batman, which was great, but the movement in it seemed a little clunky to me. I've reviewed these VR
games. First generation, right?
Yeah. And I think I'm waiting for that more fluent experience. And I know Than is gonna be doing some great stuff down the road, and I'm looking forward to getting into some of that stuff.
You know what's kind of interesting about this? Our first hour was about disruption.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or distrumption, as somebody called it. But disruption is really what's going on here as well in terms of the movie industry.
I mean, take entertainment out of it and purely look at it from a display device. Within the next 10 years, all monitors, all televisions are all gone. All our display devices are going to be projected in our own headgear or otherwise. I mean, right now, if you put on a Microsoft HoloLens, I could display 30 monitors on all the walls in here that I can see, I can share with you. So all of our current display technology is going to be antiquated very soon.
Wow. So we won't be going to a movie. We'll be buying one of these virtual reality sets, if you will, and jump in and create our own.
Right now, with all the big guys, the Oculus and the Vive, the high-end systems, you can buy as a small program, $5 to $10, and it makes a virtual movie studio in your helmet. So all of your Blu-rays or DVDs, you can play in your own virtual movie theater, which when you put the headset on, your screen could be 100 feet wide. Because your understanding of dimension is, I mean, at the end of the day, these are just cameras, right? Your eyes are just cameras at the end of the day, and we can trick them quite easily. Once we put that headset on you, all of a sudden you're on the top of the, you're on the moon, or you're here, or you're there. It's amazing.
Hey guys, what do you think this means in terms of bandwidth and throughput? Isn't this going to be requiring a tremendous, like, gigabit?
You're talking gigabit Ethernet at the minimum. And then you're talking all the ISP and cable providers bringing you glass to your door. You're going to have to run that type of speed and that type of data to be able to do these sort of things. The only thing that's going to be weird about this, I mean, I'm going to love it. I'm going to enjoy it too. But, you know, it used to be fun when you bought a bigger TV than your buddy had and you could just you could brag about it. Now there's no bragging anymore. You know, you'll just invite a bunch of people over for a Super Bowl party and it's going to be a room full of people with helmets on just sitting there.
Well, but they'll all be watching the Super Bowl from the 50-yard line seat where the camera's set up.
This is
so
true.
They'll be like they're at the stadium.
It's going to be more about the experience, you know, than the size.
So how do you consume
Sorry about that.
Send him off on a rant. How do you...
been doing podcasts too long now.
How do you deal with the whole marketing then right now? How do you avoid getting caught like in 4K when it's going to be 8K? Or, I mean, in other words, how do you...
You will never, ever, 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 ever times 10 to the 15th power get around that. It's been that way forever. That's since true. The beginning of time. It's going to stay that way because every time we create something new, someone's going to create something newer. Mm-hmm.
It drives it. That's
how the game works.
So that's the beauty of it. It's not. You never have to catch up because we're pushing it forward. So I try not to look at it as that. If I try to catch up with technology, I will constantly be behind. I will never be there.
Exactly.
So I look at it as a driving force of how can I be creative and how can I drive that forward? Because the beauty thing, there's so many intelligent, brilliant people working in this space across the board where I come up with an idea to push them and vice versa. They develop technology that pushes me to be more creative. So it's a really interesting dichotomy that keeps moving it forward.
You know, you got kind of caught in the bait and switch of the Michigan's movie incentive program. Beyond that, where is Michigan in terms right now of being part of that newer reality of developing this industry?
There's some fascinating. Broadstroke Entertainment, we're not cutting edge, you know, we're not in the front, but I don't think collectively we're trying to be in that sense. Mm-hmm. Technology, on the other hand, absolutely. Because, you know, games are wonderful, and I love making games, but what we're doing in the virtual reality space in regards to education,
yes,
manufacturing, mm-hmm, training, simulations, you know, we're talking about the big three and some of the major entities that exist in this state.
Yep.
They are neck deep in this stuff.
Yep.
And
yep,
they see the premise and opportunity of it without a doubt.
Yeah, Gary, that's something we've talked about before about...
That's right.
Actually, the auto industry not catching up with anything, being on the cutting edge and beyond.
That's right. And big consumers, right? They use the technology as opposed to just developing it and trying to sell it to somebody. We are the buyers sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we run out of time.
And, you know, it's interesting because while this is all really wonderful, you do have to have enablers. And, you know, Formation Data Systems, very, very cheap data storage, right? We need cheap data storage, and they're coming up with something. Gigabyte to the Home that we announced last week with Comcast. You know, it's all happening. So the enablers are happening as well.
Boy, I feel like I'm on the holodeck itself there on the Enterprise. Hey, Thane, thank you so much for being
with us.
Thane McClure
it.
And Shane Hamlin,
yes,
as always, good having you in here.
Don't forget, Wednesday.
Yeah, please come join us.
November 16th. Cool, it's going to be at the Imagine Theater. Be there or be square.
7-11.
InternetAdvisor.net. You'll be able to sign up there for it. All right?
Taco bar.
Ed's still drooling over that. Guys, thanks so much for being with us. And thank you all out there for listening to us here on hour number two of the Internet Advisor. Again, if you go to InternetAdvisor.net on Sunday night, we'll have the entire program there. You can link to and maybe sign up for getting into that great show that's going to be on Wednesday night. Thanks so much. Hello, this is Foster Brown, the co-host and producer of the program, and delighted that you're joining us on our podcast here for the Internet Advisor, hour number two. And for those of you who are listening to our affiliates, good to have you aboard as well. We're going to be getting into playing games. Now, that's not, you know, it's not what it used to be, kind of, you know, a frivolous pursuit. It's deadly serious. And we've got somebody who is very serious about gaming. That's Shane Hamlin, one of our tech experts. We'll be talking about gaming in all its splendor. Well, Gabby, it's hour number two of the Internet Advisor, in case you've been keeping count. And thank you for those of you who are tuning into our podcast. Good to have you here. And for our affiliates, this is Foster Brown, along with Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, Cal Carson, and...
Hey now. How you doing?
Mr. Shane Hamlin. Good to have you in studio with us.
Glad to be here, finally.
Is that the Pwn Radio Pwn voice?
Yeah, this is Pwn Shane Hamlin voice? From Pwn Radio. No, it's, you know, it's...
Is it pronounced Pwn?
It's Pwned. Yeah, it's Pwned.
You mean just like the stuff you eat down south? Pwn.
It's a...
Pwn.
Like, say, owned.
Okay.
With a P. Pwned.
Pwned. And that stands for what?
That means I kicked your butt in a video game.
Okay, all right.
I've explained this before. If you look at your keyboard, the P and the O are right next to each other, right?
Yes.
So if you were playing someone online and you wanted to own, you said, I owned you in there.
Yes.
And you hit the P by mistake, it would be Pwned. Gotcha. So that kind of stuck.
Yeah, so it became a thing. Term. Yeah, it became okay. a thing. Yeah.
I mean, it was on South Park. They made it kind of famous as well.
And South now, actually, there's the title of your radio program. Or I should say your podcast.
Right, yeah, podcast now. It's a lot different.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. But it's part of the Podcast Detroit
Network. Yes. Back, geez, my producer, my old producer, Floyd, he's been on the air with us before.
Yeah,
we were
right,
talking
right.
about how long ago it was. It was back in the day of, you know, Free FM 97.1. You know, when they had actually a World Talk station, and our show was on then.
That's right. That's
and it's
right.
been, geez, almost ten years.
Wow.
That we've kind of kept the thing going in some form or another.
Yep. And now what you've done is you've resurrected it, and what has become in many ways the new field, the new opening for broadcast.
It's tough. It's a lot different than I thought it was going to be.
How so?
Well, I mean,
how's a podcast different from a radio show?
I'll tell you what, for me, going on live radio and getting that listener feedback, I'm all about that to me.
Yes.
I like it. It motivates me to do a better show.
Right.
When we can just hit pause. And you know, when you're doing a podcast, it's a little different.
Yep.
Yeah. You're not in your game.
You don't have to be as sharp.
Right. Yeah.
Because you know you can make a mistake and go back and fix it. Where on live radio, right. you got to get it right the first time.
Right.
You got to be good. You got to be on your money. You got to be quick. You got to be fast. You got to be nimble.
I mean, I'm doing a show.
Agile.
Here I'm a young guy doing a show on CBS radio.
Yep.
Out of nowhere. And it was intimidating, so I was like, I had to do this professional show, but it was good for me and my producer, and we've been together for a long time, and we've done the show for a long time.
So now your live show is on Pwned Radio.
Is on
Podcast Detroit.
Is on Podcast Detroit. You can get it at PwnedRadio.com or Podcast Detroit, their site.
Yep.
We'll do the show live, and then it'll go out to send it. Be pumped out to the podcast networks.
It's kind of what we're doing right now. We're recording this program essentially as a podcast, but it will go out on our on iTunes,
SoundCloud,
and Pwned Radio,
Google Play.
And we have to take certain breaks because, you know, to put it into the same format that our syndicated stations will take
exactly.
and whatnot. But I've been on IT and the D.
Mm-hmm.
Which is part of Podcast Detroit. They started it.
And
then I've been on Mike and Matt's show.
Squared TechCast.
Squared TechCast. And it's funny because they take commercial breaks. And I'm going, why are we taking a commercial break? There's no commercials.
Right.
They go, well, you know, but...
And we do. We have, thankfully, we're one of the shows that is a sponsored show on there.
Mm-hmm.
We have Activate Gaming is one of our big sponsor.
That's right, yeah.
They're out of Ferndale.
You got to have a caffeinated drink sponsoring. I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you back in the day at 97.1,
his hand crips the.
Back in the day at 97.1, we had a drink,
Miller Beer,
came out with this beer/energy drink geared towards gamers.
Oh
right
Lord.
At the time we were doing a show, and it was like, hey, this is perfect fit. It was called Spark.
I've never heard of it.
And it was almost in like a battery. It looked like a battery can, you know, the positive and negative and the volt. And it was the grossest crap I've ever had. So but every show I had to go, and Pwned is powered by Spark, your energy drink / alcoholic beverage that gamers just love. And I'm thinking, oh, it's horrible.
Well, you know, I sort of feel that way about this whole thing that's going on right now with cider beer, you know, Angry Orchard and stuff like that. I just cannot develop a flavor.
I like it.
And some people do.
I like
the hard cider.
The hard cider.
Oof.
That's the term I was looking for.
Yeah.
And it's
perm,
like
perm solution.
Do
you like the hard root beers, the hard orange sodas, any of those things?
No, I haven't. You know, it gave me that. The ciders just gave me a
just
bad
turned
taste.
You off. You just
off.
Ran in the other direction.
Just give me my Guinness, or, you know,
to the Half Moon House, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's not beer, and if you approach it, hey, it's beer. It's not right, but
right.
it is. It's a great drink. I just remember hot cider with a little extra in it. And,
oh yeah, more like a mulled wine.
Yeah,
hot cider. Yeah, going to do. What is the big place up there north? We all go to the
Frankenmuth.
For Frankenmuth, we have hot cider and donuts.
Yep.
But the hard cider is a little different. That's just.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan either.
Battery
I can't
acid.
Tell you how much as a former beer drinker and now a recovering alcoholic, I'm glad that I don't have to deal with this.
Right.
Because the taste to me would be just an abomination. To put anything together with a beer would be just wrong.
But see, the hard cider is not put together with beer. It's different completely.
See?
Yes, that is very much different.
See, I thought we were talking phone to radio.
Welcome to podcast.
This is like podcast. That's
so
right.
Welcome to podcast.
Welcome to my world. See, this is how we start. Every day we do this, we are a video game show about video games, but not necessarily always about video games. So we don't necessarily always talk. It's like more about a gaming lifestyle.
Yes. They're a typical group. You know, something shiny just went by. Uh-oh.
And we follow.
Squirrel.
Totally. So.
We'll be back in just a minute. Squirrel. to talk more about squirrel. No, about gaming.
Gaming.
Shane
in general.
Hanlon.
Yeah.
And some guests will be talking about some
got a big event coming up.
Some new things coming up.
Yeah.
Especially a big event that's coming up. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, Cal Carson, and Shane Hamlin here.
I thought you said it's Pwned Radio.
You guys can pitch that in.
Shameless plug 101.
Yeah, there we go. it's fun having you back here because, you know, we have you in occasionally as a tech expert.
And I need to apologize. You know, I've always,
you should, but I don't know for what yet.
Well, I've always enjoyed coming out here and doing the show and being part of the team. But for the last 6 months, and I don't know why it is, whether it be family issues or work, it has not been easy to get down here.
Yep.
And I've noticed from the emails, it's kind of been that through with a lot of us.
Yep, exactly.
And I just apologize because every week I can't come down here, I feel absolutely horrible.
Well, I mean, when you have an excuse like a funeral or a wedding,
yes.
You know, I mean, those are kind of out of your control a little
and
bit.
Sometimes it's just the wife wants me home one day.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, so.
And there was a half dozen groupies down here last weekend looking for your autograph.
Let me tell you. But I will say this show does have a very large carrying of audience that are dedicated to it, and I see that every time that I do the show because the day or week I do the show, I get that 10 times more at our store.
We're so blessed to have the audience that we have.
Definitely.
Comptech Services
in Sterling Heights on 19 and Shaner. We do computer sales support and repair. Probably better than anybody does. I want to say that.
Yep, and they do a great job.
I agree.
Often have people, by the way, if you go to our website, internetadvisor.net, at the bottom of it, make sure to click on that. It talks about your local computer stores, and Shane, yours is one of them in there. And that's, by the way, those stores that are in there are there because you, the listeners, have recommended them to us, not because somebody says, hey, I'll give you a few bucks if you put my name in there, but it's been because you folks have found it so valuable to go there and get help.
Well, we found the correct formula to deal with the public when it comes to computing and technology, and it's taking your time explaining what they're looking at and what they're buying so that you're not just handing them a box and shipping them out the door. Because 9 out of 10 times those people are going to be right back, saying, I don't want it. I'm going to return it because I can't get it. So I spend a half hour, 45 minutes with a customer.
And that's the value of having somebody that's local instead of a big box retailer.
Those shops. Yeah,
this unsolicited testimonial of great value and service is being brought to you by the Shane Hamlin Foundation for good customer service. Please stay tuned for more details.
Now, we're going to talk about the other hat you wear, which is gaming.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think sometimes when people hear us talk about gaming, they think of, I play solitaire or I play Pop-It or what are some of the other games you may be people
you're
play?
You're thinking like Bejeweled and all those.
Candy Crush. Yes.
Yeah. Well, but I can imagine that you do more.
I do. You know, you'd be surprised to imagine that you do more.
Ooh,
I gotcha. We're actually, and this is the first time. Thank you for that.
You're
nice
welcome.
Lead. We are having an event coming up. Next week.
Imagine that.
On
November 16th.
At Imagine Theaters.
Yep.
And it's kind of a first time for this to be there. We're gonna have, from 7 to 11.
Cool.
Prizes, giveaways, raffles.
I got to come over. You're in my neighborhood.
We're right down the street from you.
That's right, yeah.
It's not very far. It's Royal Oak Imagine Theater.
Right, right at 11 Mile and Main Street.
You're about, six blocks away? Something
like that? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it, We walked along that way.
It's gonna. You know, what's nice about it is we're going to actually get an opportunity to shut up and do our show from there as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And we're not going to do the whole, 2 hours straight. But we'll broadcast maybe 15, 20 minutes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the people that come out. It's actually really great thing because we're going to set up a bunch of gaming stations so that you can do retro gaming from the 70s and 80s and 90s, and all the latest new games that are out, whether it be on console or PC. And then we're also going to set up a VR station. So those
virtual
people
reality. Ooh.
You see a lot of people that are wondering about this virtual reality.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've actually, some of these commercials that have been on TV have been actually almost touching, because you see some of this, they get these older people that put this technology on, and they're almost like moved by what they're seeing. And they can't believe what they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad when he said older people, he was looking at you, Foster.
No, listen. And I was, and here I was thinking about this today. I said, you know, either, here, I think of myself inside as still young.
Yeah.
But I'm approaching 50 years old. Wow. And I'm thinking, and I love video games. And it's because my generation, Generation X, is approaching 50 now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We were the gamers. We were the ones that brought up on Nintendo and Atari, and and we're going to be senior gamers.
Yeah, but you're only as old as you feel. And if you feel young, stay that way, my friend.
No, 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 I do. But it's just like I was thinking. I'm thinking
the commercial.
You know, gaming young, is not just a young man's game. It's not. I'm not a young man anymore, and I love the game.
Well, let me ask you a question, Shane. Yeah. You guys are coming out to an Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. You're going to set up all this wonderful stuff. Is there a charge?
Yes, there is.
Please tell.
Well, if you go online and register ahead of time.
And we'll make sure that we put that on our website as well.
Yeah, you'll actually save, I think you save $5. Okay. Well, the event at the door is $20. But that includes a taco bar.
Mm.
We love a taco bar.
I went to a wedding.
Nacho taco bar.
I went to a wedding that had a taco bar at 11 o'clock at night, and by far that was the best wedding I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah. And now the $10 pre-registration fee also includes a taco bar?
I believe that, no, that I think that just gets you into the event.
So you still have to pay $5 for the taco bar.
So it's $10 and all the free smells.
But let me tell you something. You know, but you're going to get, you know, the game. You'll be able to game. And that's actually, if you haven't done that in a while, to be able to go out and just play some video games.
Eddie, what were the games you used to play?
What did I play? I played a lot on my Commodore 64, and then we went to the PCs, and I started working a lot, and then it was basically like Duke Nukem, when you had dial-up modems, and you dial up to a common bulletin board system, and you all, you know, blow the pants off each other out, you know, stuff like that. It was good, you know, and that was in 90... What was that? When was Duke Nukem? 95?
Yeah, 90, because, early 90s.
Early 90s.
Beginning of the GUI, the graphical user interfaces, right?
That's when... Yeah.
See, I never did really embrace them on the computer, but give me a roll of quarters in a Galaga game, and I was there for an hour, man. I loved playing that one, or Asteroids, or...
I'll tell you what really started the whole gaming in the corporate world was when we got Ethernet...
Yeah,
networking in the office,
and we'd have a little party. Oh yes,
yeah. Everybody would sit.
No, explain
set up
that to me. What is that?
Set up their own little.
Well,
land.
Us IT geeks would just set up our own lands, and when we were supposed to be eating lunch or working on computers,
we were playing Doom.
We were playing Doom or Duke Nukem or something like that.
Listen, you go in the early '90s and go any lunchtime and walk by every in a corporate America, I guarantee you 90% of those offices are gonna have Doom playing.
Yep.
It was that big.
Wow. And you know what we did? For PC repair, if you wanted to test the memory on a computer that you just bought at a store, you would load the 4 meg, get that, into a computer, and you'd play Doom on it. And then if you could play it for 4 or 5 minutes, you knew the memory was good.
I'll be darned.
I mean, that's what we used to do.
Yeah, and just so you know.
Gary has been uncharacteristically quiet on this.
Yeah, but
because he was probably the guy to walk around saying, hey,
no,
ready off the Doom.
I'm registering to go to this event.
Well, listen, sorry about that. Just so you know, and just so those that know, if you head over to active8gaming.com,
okay,
or Pwned Radio, we're going to put up a link there as well, PwnedRadio.com. We've got it also on the InterAdvisor site as well.
Yep, we'll be on the Internet Advisor site as well.
If so you pre-register, it's only $10. That gets you in the door, and that allows you to experience all the free gaming you want. Check out the show, free prizes and door prizes.
By the way, that's Active8, and that's the word A-C-T-I-V, and then the number 8gaming.com. So it's Active8.com.
It is hosted by Bailey, who is a great gamer girl, and she's sponsors and promotes a lot of these events.
Now, is this a second run, or is this like a first event like
first time.
This? And so this might become something, right?
Yeah, this is going to be really, I think... If you've never been to one of these, it's fun because you're like, oh, I'm not going to game. And then you see someone over there playing Donkey Kong, and you're like, man, I haven't played that in years. And they get a little competitive. They're like, they try to beat each other's score. And next thing you know, you're sitting there for 3 hours playing Donkey Kong, screaming at each other because this guy just beat your score. And it's insane.
So this is just an open event. This is not a competition. This is strictly an exhibition.
Just an open event to have some fun.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'll give you more information about it.
Yeah, we'll come back in just a minute and find out a little more about Imagine, by the way, is a very special kind of theater. If you haven't been to an Imagine.
Especially the Royal Oak one.
Oh, wow. The Royal Oak one is incredible. We'll tell you a little more about that coming up in just a minute. You're listening to The Internet Advisor and big old guys having fun playing games. Once you know we're playing around here, this is the second hour of The Internet Advisor. Having a whole lot of fun with Shane Hamlin, who's in studio, who's not only one of our tech experts, he's also the host of Pwned Radio.
Yeah, I've got some support finally. This is my boy Thane. How you doing, Thane?
Excellent. How
nice
you doing?
To see you.
Good to see you. We have Thane McClure in studio with us as well, one of these companions. Founder of GTC, I understand.
So I've had a multiple. I have too many companies. That's my problem.
That's exactly it.
That's my consulting firm, actually. Scientifically proven is my entertainment division up here. Okay. We make games and films in Michigan.
And you've been involved in making games and film for a long time. Give a little background for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been making games and movies for almost 20 years now. I moved my company from Los Angeles to Michigan. Almost 7 years ago now, and you name it, major films. I've got to work with some incredible people, some big games, Call of Duty and the like, and yeah, it's quite a career. It's been a lot of
fun. Whatever possessed you to go from Silicon Valley to here to the Rust Belt?
Oddly enough, one of my first visits was actually to this studio once I moved here.
Oh, no kidding.
I moved here for the film incentive.
Oh, yes. My goodness. That was a while back.
Oh, yes, it was. Absolutely. So I moved my whole, moved my family, my company, and everyone up here. And luckily, we loved Michigan.
Good. Yes, because the film has ended with a poof.
That it did. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You could go ahead and tell some of your friends back there, too. They could come as well. You know, we've got.
Originally, that was the plug. Like, hey, look, it's great here. There's wonderful people and houses and schools. And but when it fell through, it was a difficult time. I never
have understood that.
Well, we could always handy up a few bucks to get another guy out here.
There we go. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. But now you're involved. Talk a little bit about your involvement with Shane.
Well, Activate Gaming sponsors our show. They've been great friends of our show, Pwned Radio, since the beginning that we've gone to Podcast Detroit. And Thane or Nathaniel has recently just joined on board with Activate Gaming.
Yeah, I've been looking for a whole bunch of opportunities up here in the Broadstroke Entertainment space, especially post-Entertainment Incentive. There's not a lot of actual development production going on.
Mm.
So how can I still engage my talents and skill sets locally to continue to build a community and feed what I love and hopefully spread what I love? And I got a buddy who owns Activate, which is an incredible gaming lounge out of Ferndale.
That's right.
And we kind of came together with an opportunity and started putting together to expand on his local gaming studio.
Mm. So you mentioned movies before that you were involved in. What are some of the other things that you've been developing? Your gaming or I see a lot of something about interactive as well. The interactive part is very important.
Broadstroke Interactive, that's been my passion for a long time. I'm an entertainment junkie across the board. I love the entertainment experience, in particular relaying to someone a particular emotion. Getting someone to emote something outside of pure conflict and making them upset is a fascinating experience. And I love scaring people and making them laugh and making them have fun. And so, yeah, I've made a whole bunch of games for all the major consoles, Xbox and PlayStation, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. We're in a pre-production on a 360 virtual reality film that we're going to shoot right here in Detroit.
Oh, really? Wow, how will that work when you say 360?
It's shot in, so traditional video, essentially you look at a screen or a monitor and you see the traditional format and you look at it. With 360 video, the camera captures an entire 360 array. So when you put on a virtual reality headset to watch it, you can actually move around and see the entire 360 degrees of a particular scene that you're experiencing.
Right behind you as well. Now, tell me something. That's virtual reality, VR.
But that sounds like you're immersed within the movie itself, because you can you can actually look at the scene that's going on, but there may be something going on behind you, and every participant in the movie that's watching this is going to have a different experience. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I look at it as kind of a live event play. If you were in a play and sitting on the stage, because there's all this action going around you and these things going on. But as a creative, it's fascinating because now I can pull your head to the left and change you to the right and make you have a lot of different experiences that you don't have with a real passive entertainment where you're just sitting watching a television.
You're sitting next to a thespian. Did you know that?
Oh, wonderful. There we go.
Can you imagine this, Cal? Seriously,
yes.
As somebody who's involved in plays,
yes.
And acting, can you imagine what that would do? What that be kind of like?
Well, it brings a whole new dimension to the situation because rather than sitting in the audience, you're now sitting on the stage. So now you're, as Ed says, you're immersed in the actual experience as opposed to being a viewer or a casual voyeur of the experience.
Mm.
Which is a lot different. And if you could add other, you know, and I'm sure he's probably working on some of these things, in addition to the visual that goes along with it, if you could add other senses being stimulated, touch, smell, all those other senses,
smell
can make an entirely different
game. Feelies.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The feelies from 1986. What was it? The novel. Was it 1986? Was that the novel? He had the feelings?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing I know you're going to sneak this in there.
Yeah.
But in games, there are things that people sneak into games all the time that they unlock and hide things.
Easter eggs.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you're going to do this in this 3D movie experience.
Oh, my gosh. And the games in particular.
Yeah.
You have a
client. You have a client already with Ed.
Oh, I've yet to put an individual, a gamer, non-gamer, or otherwise, that experiences a 360 film or full virtual reality game, and they don't walk away just with their jaw on the floor.
Yeah.
Which brings up another question to me. Yeah. And I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
If you're doing a 360 experience in a game, do you sit? Do you stand? Do you walk around inside some sort of room? How does that all work?
Yeah, kind of everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Depends on the experience. So without a doubt, there's some typical passive experiences where you sit on the couch with a controller or a wand or hand gestures, or there's full-blown, full-room experiences where you're actually walking around in real time or otherwise. So
basically what we're doing to steal from another source is very much like a holodeck in Star Trek.
You got it. Absolutely. Where I built all this that we're in right now, you just don't know it.
That's the big question.
Are we inside a game watching us inside?
For those that don't know what we're talking about and have never experienced VR, I urge you to come out to Imagine Theater and at least get a taste of what it's going to be like.
That's true.
Because we're going to set up a couple different scenarios there. We're going to set up the HTC Vive, and then that's more of an open area, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So, thanks, Shane. We're running a event on Wednesday, actually. Mr. Paul Glantz, amazing local entrepreneur and a guy who's built an incredible theater chain. I've had a casual... we met a couple of years ago with a film incentive and so on and so forth. He's like, man, I'd love to do something with games and what can I do in this space? So it took us a couple of years, but we came up with this kind of gaming night event. So we teamed up with Activate out of Ferndale, the gaming lounge, and Mr. Glantz and Imagine Entertainment. And we're running our first ever game night this Wednesday. And it's going to be a broad stroke event. So we have gaming lounges from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and aughts.
Oh, I love that.
All the retro systems and everything up to modern day virtual reality. Multiple Xbox, PlayStations. We're having all the biggest local Detroit gaming podcasts like Geek Pit and Pwned Radio. So we're incredibly excited.
You know what's interesting, too, is that Imagine, you mentioned that theater, is a different kind of a theater experience. I live in Royal Oak and have had a chance to be there a number of times because you not only have the movie theaters, but then you also have like a bowling alley attached to it. There's a lounge there. I mean, there's so much more.
Oh, it's a entertainment. Night out. It's a night out. Absolutely.
An entire entertainment experience that's there.
Oh, I totally agree. What they've done for the overall movie experience has taken it back many, many years, too, where it kind
that's
of evolved.
True.
It evolved to this, all right, you just might show up, but really... everyone watch movies at home, and they've done a great job of bringing people back out and making it it's a night out, which is great. You go out with your wife, your kids, or otherwise, and you have a dinner and a drink and bowl and watch a movie, and they've done a great job. And they're reaching even more to bring in games and bring in gaming systems and people that enjoy that type of thing.
Now, that's coming up November the 16th, which is a Wednesday. What time does it start?
From 7 to 11 p.m.
Okay.
You got to remember, though, there's not, in my age group, you know, like I was saying earlier, I'm going to be 50 soon, and I'm a Gen X gamer. There's not a lot of things that my wife and I can go out and do anymore at night besides go to a bar. So this is going to be something where you can go out. True. You know, the movies is one thing and theater is another, but to actually go out and experience, you know, have some, play some games together, have some great food, because they're going to have that taco bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Elbow right out of the way. Yeah.
Gonna have the taco. They're going to have drink specials. We're going to do giveaways and prizes. It's going to be an experience, a whole night.
Absolutely. And I think that's great. There's so many people that, I mean, like you guys talking about that, you know of gamings, you've heard of games, but you haven't really played a lot. Here's a chance where you could experience literally 40 years of gaming entertainment and gaming history, yep, up to the latest state-of-the-art stuff that just came out last week from stuff that came out in the early 70s. So it'll be a really unique and fun experience.
Nate McClure, otherwise known as Thane McClure, is our guest here in studio along with Shane Hamblin, and we're talking about an experience coming up this coming Wednesday, November 16th at Imagine Theater in downtown Royal Oak. That's 11 Mile and Main Street. Yep. It's just being there at the theater is a neat experience, but you can also go online to internetadvisor.net and you can find out more about registering early, as Mr. Baker was doing a little earlier on the program, was registering here on the air, but you can do that anytime there. Guys, would you explain the difference between AR and VR, augmented reality and virtual reality? How do those things?
Yeah,
how
about it? Yeah,
things have answered this.
So essentially we have augmented reality is taking our current situation, our current reality, like you're the table in front of you, so to speak, and putting something on it via a visual display.
Okay, hold on to that, and we'll come back and finish up that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we step back out into reality. We're going to come back into augmented reality and talk with Thane McClure and Shane Hamblin and our crew here about this brand new world, brave new world. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, and thank you so much, by the way, for joining us. Hour number two is part of our full podcast, which you can get on Sunday nights if you go to internetadvisor.net. Over last Sunday, it ended up being Monday morning at 3:30.
Yeah, 3:34. Yes, I know. When by the time you were done, but you had a good excuse. You had a good excuse.
Yeah, but thanks, guys, for being around here. I want to recognize also Nate McClure, otherwise known as Thane McClure, is with us in studio along with Shane Hamblin. We're talking about gaming, and what I'd ask you to do, Thane, before we went to the break, was talk a little about the difference between augmented reality and virtual reality. Because augmented reality, if I look, some of the things that Microsoft did was like, it's in the world you're in.
You got it.
Virtual reality is actually another world.
Absolutely. That's the best way to look at it. Like kind of as a full spectrum. So an augmented reality component, you'll have an overlay, essentially something that's in front of you, but still you can see everyone in the room, you can see your full surrounding. Where virtual reality is the other end of the spectrum, where we're actually creating an entire world that immerses you in. So what we're going to see over right now, there's a whole bunch of technologies out. I'm sure you've all seen some of them in regards to the virtual reality goggles, the augmented reality goggles like HoloLens that you're talking about, Microsoft. Over time, we're going to see kind of a emergence of those are going to come together. And essentially, going to be a sliding scale, like you talked about the holodeck, where you'll have your glasses on and you'll be able to project something on your table. For simple sake, let's say a chess board that we could play chess on. But then you're going to have essentially a slider system that's going to be able to go full the way around that we can play chess on the Alps or wherever we want to play.
Oh,
so
I love it.
Change the entire system.
That is fascinating.
Great, yeah. So he came in here and told us that this studio is actually virtual reality. He's made it for us and that sort of thing. And what did he do for me? At the expense of getting in trouble with my wife, he gives me a room full of 50-year-old guys. Where are the beautiful women at?
Let's be a little more creative here.
You'll have to come out to Imagine Theater on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Because that's where all the girls are going to be. Let's face it, right?
We've been talking about gaming, but let's talk about the movie industry, because this is really going to, I would imagine, have a huge impact on the way we experience movies, either at home or in theaters.
Yeah, it's we're at a very early stage across the board. I mean, there's a lot of very powerful and creative individuals in Hollywood that are experimenting in this space. But we're still on first-gen technology. We just saw the first-gen come out this year. We see next-gen coming out Q1 of next year. So it's very experimental, which is fun. I mean, how many things are experimental nowadays? Not much. So here's a full creative space that, from Spielberg on down, is playing with and creating stuff, content in. So it's a fascinating space.
That is a great space to be in.
I just game it. I just play it. I let the end of the mastermind of all this stuff develop it, and I just play it.
Well, games is light years ahead of movies right now in regard to virtual space, because you have the overall fidelity quality of a visual image. When we're capturing 12 different angles of 4K, the amount of data is massive. So we have to degrade it usually to put it outline or to distribute it. Where a game, we can create high quality, high poly models in a space. And we've been making virtual worlds for decades in games.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
nothing
yeah,
new
exactly.
here.
Yeah.
The only difference is we were looking at it through a television, where now your head gets to be the television. Essentially, you get to be inside of it.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And like I've said before, I'm still, I don't want to say, I've done the VR and I've tried them all. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for the right game for me. I just haven't experienced it yet. I mean, I've done the Batman, which was great, mm-hmm. but the movement in it seemed a little clunky to me. I've reviewed these VR
games.
First
generation, right?
Yeah. And I think I'm waiting for that more fluent experience. And I know Than is going to be doing some great stuff down the road, and I'm looking forward to getting into some of that stuff.
You know what's kind of interesting about this? Our first hour was about disruption.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or distrumption, as somebody called it. But disruption is really what's going on here as well in terms of the movie industry.
I mean, take entertainment out of it and purely look at it from a display device. Within the next 10 years, all monitors, all televisions are all gone. All our display devices are going to be projected in our own headgear or otherwise. I mean, right now, if you put on a Microsoft HoloLens, I could display 30 monitors on all the walls in here that I can see, I can share with you. So all of our current display technology is going to be antiquated very soon.
Wow. So we won't be going to a movie. We'll be buying one of these virtual reality sets, if you will, and jump in and create our own.
Right now, with all the big guys, the Oculus and the Vive, the high-end systems, you can buy as a small program, $5 to $10, and it makes a virtual movie studio in your helmet. So mm-hmm. all of your Blu-rays or DVDs, you can play in your own virtual movie theater, which when you put the headset on, your screen could be 100 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
Because your understanding of dimension is, I mean, at the end of the day, these are just cameras, right? Are just cameras at the end of the day, and we can trick them quite easily. Once we put that headset on you, all of a sudden you're on the top of the, you're on the moon, or you're here, or you're there. It's amazing.
Hey guys, what do you
does.
Think this means in terms of bandwidth and throughput? Isn't this going to be requiring a tremendous, like, gigabit and gigabit?
You're talking gigabit Ethernet at the minimum. And then you're talking all the ISP and cable providers bringing you glass to your door. You're going to have to run that type of speed mm-hmm. and that type of data to be able to do these sort of things. The only thing that's going to be weird about this, I mean, I'm going to love it. I'm going to enjoy it too. But, you know, it used to be fun when you bought a bigger TV than your buddy had and you could just you could brag about it. Now there's no bragging anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you just invite a bunch of people over for a Super Bowl party and it's going to be a room full of people with helmets on just sitting there.
Well, but they'll all be watching the Super Bowl from the 50-yard line seat where the camera's set up.
This is
so
true.
They'll be like they're at the stadium.
It's going to be more about the experience, you know, than the size.
So how do you consume?
Sorry about that.
Send him off on a rant. How do you?
Been doing podcasts too long now.
How do you deal with the whole marketing then right now? How do you avoid getting caught like in 4K when it's going to be 8K? Or I mean, in other words, how do you?
You will never, ever, 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 ever times 10 to the 15th power get around that. Mm-hmm. It's been that way forever. That's since true. The beginning of time. It's going to stay that way because every time we create something new, someone's going to create something newer. Mm-hmm.
It drives it.
That's how the game works.
So that's the beauty of it. It's not, you never have to catch up because we're pushing it forward. So I try not to look at it as that. If I try to catch up with technology, I will constantly be behind. I will never be there.
Exactly.
So I look at it as the driving force of how can I be creative and how can I drive that forward? Because the beauty thing, there's so many intelligent, brilliant people working in this space across the board where I come up with an idea to push them and vice versa. They develop technology that pushes me to be more creative. So it's a really interesting dichotomy that keeps moving it forward.
You know, you got kind of caught in the bait and switch of the Michigan's movie incentive program. Beyond that, where is Michigan in terms right now of being part of that newer reality of developing this industry?
There's some fascinating. Broad Stroke Entertainment, where we're not cutting edge. You know, we're not in the front. But I don't think collectively we're trying to be in that sense. Mm-hmm. Technology, on the other hand, absolutely. Because, you know, games are wonderful. And I love making games. But what we're doing in the virtual reality space in regards to education,
yes.
Manufacturing, mm-hmm. you know, training, simulations, you know, we're talking about the big three and some of the major entities that exist in this state.
Yep.
They are neck deep in this stuff.
Yep.
And
yep.
they see the premise and opportunity of it without a doubt.
Yeah, Gary, that's something we've talked about before about
that's right.
Actually, the auto industry not catching up with anything, being on the cutting edge and beyond.
That's right. And big consumers, right? They use the technology as opposed to just developing it and trying to sell it to somebody. We are the buyers sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Now, before we run out of time.
And, you know, it's interesting because while this is all really wonderful, you do have to have enablers. And, you know, Formation Data Systems, very, very cheap data storage, right? We need cheap data storage. And they're coming up with something, Gigabyte to the Home, that we announced last week with Comcast. You know, it's all happening. So the enablers are happening as well.
Boy, I feel like I'm on the holodeck itself there on the Enterprise. Hey, Thane, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, I appreciate
McClure
it.
And Shane Hamlin, as always, good having you in here.
Don't forget, Wednesday.
Yeah, please come join us.
November 16th. It's going to be at the Imagine Theater. Be there or be square.
7-11.
InternetAdvisor.net. You'll be able to sign up there for it. All right?
Taco bar.
Ed's still drooling over that. Guys, thanks so much for being with us. And thank you all out there for listening to us here on hour number two of the Internet Advisor. Again, if you go to InternetAdvisor.net on Sunday night, we'll have the entire program there. You can link to and maybe sign up for getting into that great show that's going to be on Wednesday night. Thanks so much.